Hi everyone, welcome to the good stuff. Boy, are we happy you're here. You know how healthy you get when you get a lot of good stuff. So there you go.
I read an article the other day, or heard an article on the radio actually the other day, that talked about how in the old days they thought that laughter was the best medicine. So
I think it is.
We'll maybe try to give you something to laugh about, something think about today on the good stuff.
Yep, a little bit of everything. That's what we go for. Indeed. Kim and Mike Burge. Are you ready for the ultimate ranching revelation? Dive into the world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grain to performance horses, we are the Rancher's Weekly Bible. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Connect with local buyers and sellers around the clock. Discover more at tsln.com. What are you going to start with, Mike?
Well, I thought maybe we'd start talking a little bit about Veterans Day. That's coming up, you know, just around the corner. So.
That's right. It's on a Saturday. It's a week from this Saturday.
Coming up on Saturday the 11th. So we want to make sure if there's a local Veterans Day program in your community, we encourage you to go to that. In 1921, an unknown World War I American soldier was buried in Arlington National Cemetery. This site, on a hillside overlooking the Potomac River and the city of Washington, became the focal point of reverence for America's veterans. Similar ceremonies occurred earlier in England and France, where an unknown soldier was buried in each nation's highest place of honor. In England, that's at Westminster Abbey. In France, the Arc de Triomphe. And these memorial gestures all took place on November 11th, giving universal recognition to the celebrated ending of World War I. Fighting at 11 a.m., November 11th, 1918, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, and the day became known as Armistice Day. And Armistice Day officially received its name in America in 1926 through a congressional resolution. So there's a little bit of information, and we'll talk more about Veterans Day coming up, so
indeed,
be sure to tune in for that.
Okay. Hey, Mike, I have the 10-step guide for the do-it-yourself handyman.
There's only 10 steps? I thought there was like 110.
Oh, no. This is it. I've got it all right here.
Oh, well, make sure you leave me a copy of that.
Okay, I will. Number one, if you can't find a screwdriver, use a knife. If you break off the tip, it's an improved screwdriver.
There you go.
Indeed. Try to work alone. An audience is rarely any help.
Yep.
Above all, if what you've done is stupid, but it works, then it isn't stupid.
That's right.
Indeed. Number four, work in the kitchen whenever you can. Many fine tools are there. It's warm and dry, and you are, of course, close to the refrigerator.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Number five, if it's electronic, get a new one or consult a 12-year-old.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, anything like a phone or computer, go to the grandkids.
That's right. Number six, stay simple-minded. Get a new battery, replace the bulb or fuse. See if the tank is empty. Try turning the switch or just paint over it.
Sometimes it's the simple stuff.
That's right. Always take credit for miracles. If you drop the alarm clock while taking it apart and it suddenly starts working, you have healed it.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. Number eight, regardless of what people say, kicking, pounding, and throwing sometimes really does help.
that's pitching a fit, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Number nine, if something looks level, it is level.
It should be. If it's perceived to be level, you don't really need to check it out.
That's right. And the number 10 for the 10-step guide for the do-it-yourself handyman, if at first you don't succeed, redefine success. Now, I don't know who wrote that, but I sure got a kick out of it.
You might want to reevaluate your goals there.
Yep.
Did you know there's enough iron in your body to make a 2-inch nail?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
my goodness.
Some of my facts that will actually teach you something here.
So, like, if you like iron deficient, then you only have enough for a 10-penny nail?
Probably. Something like that.
Okay.
Did you know that the Mongolian Navy, consists of 7 people in 1 boat?
Vicious, though. They are just vicious.
That's right. They'll come right after you. And did you know the United States is older than Germany?
Really?
Well, I think they take into consideration East Germany, West Germany.
Yeah, that's right. That's
interesting.
Right.
Yeah. Folks, if you have something to share on the good stuff, especially if it has something to do with Veterans Day, maybe a tribute to someone that you heard somewhere, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to the good stuff.